It really did feel like the calm after the storm. In the central Athens square of Syntagma today, people were enjoying the sun and the gentle breeze which blew through the capital. Even the buskers' music seemed to emphasize a rather tranquil mood. For several weeks, there have been dire warnings here that the election would be inconclusive, that no government would be formed, or alternatively, that a radical left-wing government would take over and then get this country kicked out of the euro. Instead, New Democracy looks set to take power in some kind of coalition. And for those people I met in Syntagma who had supported the party, its victory clearly represented some kind of reprieve.
I vote for Adnani Samaras, New Democracy Party.
How are you feeling today?
It's nice for me because I wanted to stay in the euro. We have accomplished that with our vote, and now we have to wait about the new measures. I'm kind of optimistic. I think that in the next 9 months, 1 year, everything will be better.
Who did you vote for yesterday?
New Democracy, for the best for Greece.
So what's going to happen now?
We'll have the euro, first of all, and it's going to be better from now on.
You don't really want to rain on their parade, but then you only have to walk a few minutes from Syntagma Square to see why all this optimism is really rather hard to swallow. On some of Athens' main shopping streets, there are boarded up premises everywhere. I've just passed one shop which I remember being open when I was last in Greece just 1 month ago, now apparently gone bust. But more than that, it's the sight of all the beggars that really gets to you. Often they're middle-aged people with one hand outstretched for donations, and the other hand they use to cover their face, clearly desperately ashamed of the depths to which life has brought them. But if the situation here is bad now, well, there are more austerity measures supposed to be on the way.
Due to the two elections, a lot of the bills that were voted have not been implemented. When the European Commission comes next week, they'll want some indication of where these cuts will come from. So Greece effectively has a long way to go.
Jason Manolopoulos is an economist and author of the book Greece's Odious Debt.
There are 11 to 12 billion more of austerity cuts that will happen sometime in August. So effectively, you have the old measures that need to be implemented and future measures to be voted and then be implemented in the forthcoming years. I think unemployment will further rise. There will be more closure of shops. A lot of these businesses have not paid their employees, and sooner or later they're going to have to close down. That has to happen over the next coming months.
Κάποιοι νομίζουν ότι κέρδισαν τις εκλογές.
It's been a difficult day for the radical left party Syriza and its leader Alexis Tsipras. He fought a campaign that precisely stressed the damage he believed austerity was wreaking and the dangers Greece faced if it continued. Today, Mr. Tsipras insisted their struggle would continue. The Syriza leader said that although they hadn't won, there had been huge support shown for parties opposed to the austerity measures, the so-called memorandum. And that meant the memorandum could not go unchallenged, a message echoed by the Syriza spokeswoman Marika Frankaki.
We shall carry on fighting against the austerity measures in both ways, which is A, to criticise the government policy when it comes to Parliament, and B, to propose alternatives. We shall keep doing that when it comes to measures to fight austerity.
The leader of New Democracy, Antonis Samaras, who looks like he will be forming the new government, he says he's going to go to Brussels and talk to the EU and the IMF and try anyway to renegotiate this austerity deal.
I have strong doubts as to whether there are going to be any meaningful changes. Samaras is probably going to make a show of renegotiating and then come back with very few things and try to explain that this is the best he could get out of this renegotiation process.
I had a chance to put that suggestion to the man credited as the economic brains behind New Democracy. Dimitri Machokas is a lecturer in economics at Oxford University and personal advisor to the party's leader, Antonis Samaras. Machokas has been racing from one interview to another today, desperately trying to reassure the world about how safe a New Democracy government would be. I caught up with him in a hotel lobby and asked how sure he was that Greece would now be able to persuade the European Union to ease off on its austerity demands.
We are confident, and in fact all the first signals are very positive, that our European partners are more than willing to modify and supplement austerity measures with more growth measures.
But what everyone's worried about is that, yes, there may be a little renegotiation, there'll be some very token things offered to you, but basically they've made it clear they want the fundamentals of the memorandum to stand.
Well, we want to stick and honour the targets and the objectives of the loan agreement, namely reduction of the deficit, reduction of the debt, and to expedite the structural reforms. However, already various EU officials, economists, have indicated and signaled their willingness to alter the policy mix to promote growth and to be more productive and more efficient. And already we have seen the first signs of this change of the European attitude and policy in the cases of Portugal and Spain.
The trouble is, isn't it, that it may be the majority of votes have gone to parties which will support the memorandum, support the austerity agreements. You still have huge swathes of the Greek population that are extremely against this memorandum. You're going to have great difficulty keeping the country with you, aren't you?
Well, Greece has a long tradition in democracy, and the democratic processes are such that the will of the Greek people, the electorate and the majority, and the outcome of the democratic process will be satisfied and will be fulfilled. I'm confident about that.
Back in the tranquility of Syntagma Square, you could easily believe that perhaps the Greek people would all simply accept the election result and accept whatever austerity measures go with it. But this square has been the site of some violent demonstrations this past year, and it turned out that one of the musicians playing so sweetly had himself been among the protesters here last summer. And don't make any mistake, he told me, it could easily happen again.
You have to look a little bit at the political history of this country, of this place. You cannot be okay when the fifth is on the government. Now it's summer, no one will be protesting. But if in the autumns we will see more cuts, of course they will see us throwing rocks, because people are not angry, they're hungry. And the hunger, it's more dangerous than anger. I don't think that Greek people will stop